Chapter 4. Zhu Zheliang's Trick to Get Arrows. What is the best way to fight in a battle at sea? Asked Zhou Yi.
With arrows,
answered Zhu Zheliang. We would need 100,000 arrows. Can you have them ready in 10 days? Zhou Yi asked.
I need only 3 days,
Zhu Zheliang answered. Zhou Yi had been watching for a way to kill Zhu Zheliang, so he made Zhu Zheliang promise to kill himself if he failed. Zhou Yi planned a way to make Zhu Zheliang fail. He gave his men orders not to help Zhu Zheliang in any way. Zhu Zheliang did not ask any of the men to find arrows. He asked for only 20 boats loaded with grass. Two nights later, he sent the boats onto foggy waters. They sailed toward Cao Cao's camp. Cao Cao could not see clearly, but he saw the shapes of the boats coming from the south. He thought he was under attack. He ordered his soldiers to fire their arrows. The arrows all hit the grass of the boats. In this way, Zhu Zheliang got more than enough arrows. The next morning, Cao Cao wanted to know what happened.
Where are the boats?
He asked.
Where are all of the arrows we used?
Nobody could answer him. So he made a plan to send men into the enemy's camp. They could tell him Zhou Yi's plan. Cao Cao chose General Cai Mao's 2 younger brothers to go. When the brothers arrived at Zhou Yi's camp, they went to see Zhou Yi. They told him,
Our brother Cai Mao was killed by Cao Cao. We want to get even with him.
Zhou Yi did not believe them, but he acted like he did. Zhou Yi also planned to send one of his men to Cao Cao's camp. That man could tell him Cao Cao's plans. Huang Gai, a favorite general of his, took the job. The next day, Zhou Yi beat Huang Gai almost to death in front of all of the generals. Cai Mao's brothers reported the event to Cao Cao.